the shadows you can hear the sounds. The rumble of a hundred hounds. Cries of the banshee, terror of the Wendigo. You all think can't see, babe, just nowhere to go. It's the creature. Whoa. It's the creature.
Welcome back to the Supernatural Creatures and Lore podcast, a podcast dedicated to ending all monsters that Sam and Dean happened to fight on the TV series Supernatural. And we're now at the beginning of season 7. We've actually been to season 7 before, as we'd covered the episode Better Call Garth, where it was Garth appears, played by D.B. Sweeney. Cooper, what's the actor who plays Garth?
DJ Qualls, I believe.
DJ Qualls. We did the episode where they talk up to where they cover what do they cover? They cover Party on Garth. That was the episode. Party on Garth, where they fight they have to get drunk and fight a Japanese ghost.
Oh yes, that was when I was still going over to Japan.
Correct. So we covered that one from season 7. I don't think we've covered anything else. So we're starting at the beginning of season 7. And the first one is, of course, Leviathans, which is the creatures that are unleashed when Limbo is opened up and these big mouth things come out. Kind of a lackluster villain. A lot of people have very mixed feelings about it, but season 7 definitely was trying to pick it up from season 6. This is also, by the way, the last season that had a episode official guide written for it by Nicholas Knight. They discontinued him after season 7 because they were not selling, even though the show ran to 15 seasons.
I wanted more merch.
Okay, is that the first episode of season 7 with the Leviathans?
Meet the new boss. That's when Castiel is trying to become the new god. We don't know about the Leviathan, though, until the second episode. Season 7, episode 2, Hello Cruel World, originally aired September 30th, 2011. Castiel continues to struggle with the burdens that come with his newfangled power. The broken wall in Sam's head causes him to have hallucinations. And he has the difficulty discerning what's real and what's not. Bobby worries that Dean is beginning to stumble under the new weight of fighting Castiel while keeping an eye on Sam.
Yeah, Sam is still like soul boy at this point. He's seeing Lucifer every 5 minutes. But okay, you know what's really funny? The season 7 guide does not have an entry in here under the monster lore section. They do a closer look at they have like Kitsune, Osiris, Kronos, but not about Leviathans. That's so weird.
Really?
Okay, it's at the very end. Okay, that's so freaking weird. For whatever reason, it's at the very end of the book.
Which doesn't make any sense. The entire like season, plus like a lot going forward, has a lot to do with Leviathan in the show.
Yeah, Dick Roman is the main Leviathan, right?
Yeah, I don't like him. Yeah. We're not friends.
So long before God created angels and humans, he made the first beast, the Leviathan, also known as the Old Ones. They are primordial creatures of the sea that evolved to possess other animals so they could live on the land. Clever and poisonous, they are nearly unstoppable, and they can kill angels with their insatiable appetite for flesh meat, although they disdain eating plants. God locked them away in purgatory, afraid they would consume every other creature in creation. Just as Sam Winchester confirmed for Kevin Tran that the Leviathans are real, so executive producer Sarah Gamble confirms it for Supernatural fans. There are references to the Leviathans and the Behemoth in the Bible, she said. They are creatures that we are reading about back in season 5. We were aware that they were going to have to drum up our mythology after season 5, but when Bobby Singer and Eric Kripke and I got together, we asked, is season 6 going to be a complete start from scratch situation? How much through line can we have with what came before? But we wanted to do what was not completely weighed down with the previous 5 seasons mythology, but we thought it would feel more like a continuation of the show if we used and honored the history we'd already set up. We tried to have new monsters spring forth from the old monsters by tying the alpha monsters and monster souls in with purgatory, bringing the mother of all monsters out of purgatory. The creative team were able to continue that in season 7 when they brought the Leviathans back to the supernatural world. Kevin Tran says, it's about Leviathan, how they came to be. God locked them up far away, right? Like in jail, because they're real, aren't they? Sam says, yeah, Kevin, they are. And they're here. Does it say anything about how to kill them? Because that's been the problem. And I think they find out it's like bleach or something, right?
It's some sort of cleaning material. Yeah.
Botox, blow, but they,
Oh,
what's it called?
borax. Borax.
Clorox. Yeah, Clorox Beach. Yeah. I mean, that would kill anybody, honestly. But I mean, if we get splashed with it, we'll be fine as long as we don't get it in our eyes and mouth.
I actually use borax a lot too. Whenever we get like ants coming in, I just mix it with sugar and the borax acid powder, and it takes right. So Leviathan being killed by borax always reminds me that it makes me think they're ants.
Interesting.
They're just nuisances, So Leviathans, also called the Old Ones, Chompers, or Levi's for short. I have a lot of lore throughout multiple different religions about these guys. In Jesenius, Iwa, to twine or to join, Leviathans are referred to as if it's a wreath of serpents. And then Tanakh Leviathan are specifically mentioned six different times in the Tanakh. They are referred to as great whales in the King James Version. They're not evil, they're just creations of God. But then later, they're also referred to as powerful enemies of Israel. So it's speculated that there was a removal of one of the books during translation that is the reasoning for the demotion from deity to demon. Judaism describe Leviathan as a dragon that lives over the sources of the deep, who, along with the male land monster Behemoth, will be served up to the righteous at the end of time. In the Book of Enoch, describes the Leviathan as a female monster dwelling in the watery abyss. Christianity, Leviathan can also be used as an image of the devil endangering both God's creatures by attempting to eat them and God's creation by threatening it with upheaval in the waters of chaos. And then later in the Book of Revelation, Leviathan, the Old Testament, identifies Leviathan with the devil and the seven-headed dragon in the Book of Revelation. The battle between God and the primordial chaos monsters shifts to a battle between God and the devil. Only once are they mentioned in the Book of Job, the Leviathan is translated simply as a sea monster. In Satanism, Anton LaVey, in the Satanic Bible written in 1969, has Leviathan representing the element of water and the direction of west, listing it as one of the four crown princes of hell. In Gnosticism, the Leviathan appears as an Ouroboros, separating the divine realm from humanity by enveloping or permeating the material world. It's also a wreath-like dragon snake creature. In the Manichaeism, an ancient religion influenced by Gnostic ideas, the Leviathan is killed by the sons of the fallen angel Shemaiah.
Hey,
All
what was that called
religions.
again? What was that
Which
called
one?
again?
Gnosticism. Gnosticism.
What entry in the Bible does the Leviathan get mentioned in?
Multiple different areas of the Bible is Leviathan mentioned, and depending on which area of the Bible it's being mentioned in, depends on the translation. So it seems as if it were a loose translation, because at one point in Christianity specifically, the Leviathan appearing in the Book of Revelation as a serpent, and then in the Old Testament, the Leviathan is like friends with the devil, the seven-headed dragon, and then later on in the Book of Job, it's just a sea monster again.
How do they describe the Leviathans compared to what we get in Supernatural, which just seems like they're just giant, big mouth snake, serpents?
Depending on the religion, but most religions seems to think of Leviathans as just a continuous like circle with a snake biting its tail, seems out to be how they're depicted, unless they're randomly a seven-headed dragon sometimes, or a giant whale sometimes they're being depicted as.
Really, a giant
Depends
whale
on
like
the.
Moby Dick?
Yes. In the Tanakh, the Leviathan is mentioned six different times. At one point during the King James Version, it's just a great whale, borderline like deity, like a giant whale.
Deity.
Yes.
You said deity.
Either is correct.
We don't get a lot of their actual form in this, other than just some bad CGI here and there. The part about them possessing people is rather unique. In many ways, the Leviathans are the ultimate monster. Shoot them, stab them, drop cars in them, nothing stops them. Unimpeded, they'll even pull themselves together after a beheading. They are super strong. They have enormous expanding mouths with terrible teeth and a bifurcated tongue. And with just one touch of human DNA, they can become an exact physical duplicate of anyone they want to mimic, complete with that person's knowledge and memories. Only very rarely do certain humans like Charles Bradbury have an indefinable spark that cannot be replicated. And of course, you remember they create clones of Sam and Dean that basically go on a murderous rampage, letting people know that
Yes.
the serial killers at Sam and Dean Winchester are alive still. And Sam and Dean have to kill themselves again. You think with any of the government contact people they've ever encountered, somebody could just like wipe their records clean finally so they can live normal lives? You know what I mean?
You would think.
I'm like, because think about this. We never have them encounter anyone from a black ops government organization or the Pentagon. However, Sam does start a family and live his life normally. I gotta think that after Dean died, Sam got his life back and his record clean. Like he must have turned himself in or contacted somebody that he knows that knew his dad, because dad was former military, and they were able to be like, okay, this explains so much, and the evidence, we already know this stuff is out there. We're going to clear your record so you can get your social security number back and everything else. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because let's face it,
Yeah,
he
I
buys
do.
a house. He has a job, obviously. You know what I mean? He gets a wife. He has a kid. He has to have gotten his record back, his record cleared of any and all wrongdoings, because it doesn't make any sense that he could have that kind of lifestyle.
Right.
So I just kind of assume that that's just something that wasn't ever written. Maybe it's like a novel we'll get one day. That kind of stopped the supernatural novels, obviously, when the show finally ended. There's a TV series out right now where Jensen is driving around in a car that a lot of people think is like Baby, but it's not. I go on. According to Judeo-Christian lore, the Archangel Gabriel and Michael were expected to be the ones who would slay the Leviathan, but one is dead and the other locked away in hell, so that's not likely to happen. Other legends say God will slay the beast, but he didn't step in to stop the civil war in heaven, and didn't smite Castiel for calling himself God. So the Winchesters are safe to assume he won't be intervening in the Leviathan investigation either. That's okay though. Sam and Dean have things under control. Thanks to them and the prophet Kevin, keeper of the word, anyone can take on the Leviathan as long as they have the righteous human bone washed in a mixture of blood taken from a fallen angel, the leader of hell, and an alpha monster. If all else fails, Leviathans sometimes eat each other or themselves. It's punishment called bibbing. It's not clear how physically impossible or why they agree to do it, but they can eat every last black drop of themselves. This is a surefire way to disable them too, decapitation. Then the head simply has to be kept away from the body forever. First, you have to get close enough to chop their heads off before they chop you. Binding spells work for that, or borax, sodium borate. It's borax, that's what I was thinking of, which will
Yeah.
temporarily mobilize the beast. It's like acid to them. It's like rock salt as the demon's ghost, as executive producer Robert Thompson. Like salt, borax is pretty easy to get a hold of. It's in many household cleaners and even some processed foods, which of course is a big thing that they start like infecting the food somehow. And Sam holds up a basket full of fruits and bottled water for Dean to eat.
Oh gosh, the burger.
Gross.
Oh, I loved it. I totally would have been one of those people. It looked good. Like it's just giant burger.
This is also the season, by the way, that we first encounter Charlie, the hacker, played by Felicia Day.
That was still one of the saddest episodes, even though we got Charlie, like Bobby. Bobby dies on the episode where we are introduced to Charlie
It's the
by
same
Dick
episode?
Roman. Yes, with the same episode that they introduced Charlie, they kill Bobby.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then Charlie would come back in the next season in that like giant LARP game with the fairy. That's kind of awesome. And of course, she's like making out with the fairy.
Yes.
Because they wrote her as a lesbian.
Yeah.
It's a great new character that they add to the show, who they eventually kill off, but they bring it back again because of the alternate universe, which is just whatever.
Yeah.
You don't do
I'm with
anything
you.
with those characters. It's so stupid. And then we also get more with the other version of Meg too. And the episode, by the way, is the girl with the Dungeons and Dragons tattoo.
Yes.
I don't think they kill Bobby off in this episode. Bobby shows up as a ghost.
But he's killed by Dick Roman.
Right. They don't kill him in this episode. They killed him in previous episodes because, by the way, a party on Garth happens before this one. And Bobby's already dead. Don't forget, he's the ghost that throws Dean the sword in order to kill the ghost. The Shinto blade, yes. You know, possessed by the guy at the restaurant. So Party on Garth already happens prior to this. Bobby's already dead for a while, but now he's a ghost.
I'll find it.
We also, of course, get Buffy alumni in this episode who play, in this season, Don and Maggie. We'll have to get to them in some unique way because I don't think we've covered warlocks as much as we've covered witches. That's all the notes I have here about Leviathans.
I've got plenty of notes about Leviathan.
You have more notes about it? Okay, then say something.
Okay. So we have a list of known Leviathan. So Eve's parent, the father or mother of Eve, one of them was a Leviathan. Eve was apparently part Leviathan, you know, therefore. We have Dick Roman. We have Edgar, Dick's right-hand man. We have Joyce Bickleby. That's a great name. Bickleby. Dr. Gaines, we've got going down tons of Leviathans. Okay, so actual lore about Leviathan. The Judeo-Christian tradition. A Leviathan is a great sea monster. The old ones was the term that was actually coined by H.P. Lovecraft from our previous episode, and it was mentioned in the Cthulhu book that he wrote to describe the ancient powerful beings that come to Earth. So in H.P. Lovecraft's version of Leviathan, they are from outer space, it seems. But they are also classified as demons by H.P. Lovecraft. While the name Leviathan originates from the Book of Job, the creatures have more in common with the Kabbalah's stories. In Genesis 1, they mention that the creation of man and woman, before discussing Adam and Eve, the Jewish texts suggest a race of intelligent beings that were created well before humans, and that is suggested to be the Leviathan. Their strengths, just a quick rundown, according to Supernatural, is their enhanced senses, spell resistance, flight, invulnerability, immortality, possession, angelic power negation, regeneration, shape-shifting, super strength, voice mimicry, super intelligence, super stamina, super speed, underwater breathing, super agility, super natural concealment, venomous blood. Their weaknesses are simply witchcraft, which is interesting because one of their strengths is spell resistance. So that's a bit of an oxymoron there. Rigid hierarchy, as you mentioned, you know, the bibbing, their insatiable hunger and the borax. But the only way to traditionally kill them is written as the bone of a righteous mortal washed in the three bloods of fallen. Right. And fallen that's angel, all the notes that I have.
A fallen angel, an alpha monster, and one other.
And that's all my notes.
Groovy. Okay. I don't have any more either. These are the villains of the season, and then I honestly don't ever do anything again with them. But I digress. Mel, where can people find you? And you've never played a Leviathan, right? Or a big mouth monster?
No, but I did paint one on somebody, and I wish I had that photo with the big open mouth. You can find me across the internet at Mel Heflin.
And you can find me over on Radio of Horror Sunday nights from 10 to 12 on Sunday Eastern Standard Time, or you can send me an email at radiohorror@gmail.com, or check out all the other reviews and interviews we've done here on the Radio Horror Network for Supernatural Creatures and Lore. And we'll be back in another month with another exciting episode here on the Supernatural Creatures and Lore podcast.
In the shadows you can hear the sounds, the rumble of 100 hellhounds, cries of the banshee, tear